Activists in Northwest Indiana worry U.S. Steel and Gary could use plastic pellets in its steelmaking process, further polluting an already overburdened community. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the U.S. Department of Energy intends to give the company making the pellets a more than $180 million loan.
International recycling group Erie's recycling facility in Pennsylvania would make plastic pellets to replace coke in steel blast furnaces, which generate a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. Neither the agency nor the company would confirm which Northwest Indiana steelmaker would use the pellets. Doreen Carey is the president of GARD. Gary advocates for responsible development. She worries using the plastic would release hazardous chemicals into the air, and storing it would be a fire hazard.
Plastics is a huge problem for our country, but burning them in an environmental justice community that's already impacted by 100 years of pollution is not going to be the solution.
The DOE says IRG Erie would have to meet certain conditions to get the loan, including an environmental review and a community benefits plan. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Activists in Northwest Indiana say, instead, U.S. Steel should explore climate-friendly options like direct reduced iron and powering the plant with renewable energy.